In the latest order issued on Monday, Episcopal Primate Justin Badi Arama appointed Reverend John Panchulcone as the new Bishop Commissary for Bor Diocese to replace Archbishop Ruben Akudit. Upon hearing about his replacement, Akudit immediately said he was dismissing Reverend Cone from the diocese, saying he is too weak to lead a congregation, let alone an entire diocese.
John Panchulcone is a person that who cannot manage a congregation, even a parish. He has been having problems since he was the archdeacon in the diocese of Bor until he left without permission. The coming of Panchulcone is somebody who is coming to confuse people. And after that, I dismiss him from the diocese of Bor. He is no longer the first time the diocese of Bor.
Reached by phone from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, Reverend Panchul refused to say whether he would accept the appointment in the troubled Jonglei diocese. Speaking in Dinka, Panchul says he will first come to South Sudan before commenting on the highly controversial matter.
Once I am in South Sudan, then I will be able to talk on this matter. Whether we have had a discussion with the primate following my appointment or not, I will not say it now while I am still here.
A bishop commissary is a person who prepares the ground for an election of a new archbishop. In a normal situation, according to Archbishop Akudit, his replacement would be appointed by the congregation, not the primate.
He's not the bishop of the diocese of Bor. He's not the internal archbishop. How can he come and just appoint somebody he does not even know? He does not even know John Panchulcone. So he has been just misled by the people who are misleading him.
Asked what will happen if the newly appointed bishop commissary comes to Bor to take up his new assignment, Akudit said, let him try. The row between Archbishop Akudit and Primate Badi began late last year when Akudit created three more dioceses in the Jonglei internal province and consecrated three bishops without prior approval from Badi, who also served as the Archbishop of the Metropolitan Diocese of Juba. Some bishops and Christian faithful within the Jonglei Episcopal Church say the appointment of Reverend Panchul as Bishop Commissary caught them by surprise. Peter Jomayom, bishop for the Maleg Diocese, is one of them.
I don't know whether he has been buying for position, but he was one of the strongest supporters of Archbishop Ruben. I know him as a priest in the diocese of Bor, so that's what I know. But whether he has been contesting in any positions, I'm not aware.
Reverend Joe says the appointment of Panchul only causes more confusion within the Anglican Church and the Jonglei internal province in particular. This is not the first time the church has witnessed a power struggle. Similar chaos has occurred in South Sudan with the other denominations in recent years. Reverend John Kong says that is because church leaders are becoming more like politicians than spiritual leaders.
You want to be a bishop, so you should have to buy your congregation. The Muslim congregation that has not supported you, and then you will not work with them. At the congregation, those who support you, you will work with them. And you will fire those who are in the position already and appoint those who are out and those who are coming behind you to follow you. And this is the political crisis now in Christianity that we face with the Southern Sudanese in different denominations.
Reverend Kong and other priests and pastors in the country are calling for a peaceful end to the current chaos within the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.